Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to an article titled, Wasting Away, Local Woman Advocates for Advance Request on Maid as Husband Suffers. I am a 71-year-old senior in good health, at the moment, and have been reading much on this subject. And my thoughts are in agreement with the person featured in the story. I have watched recently, many within my own circle, who have wasted away, because they cannot access MAID. For myself, if diagnosed with a long-term disabling disease, like dementia or Alzheimer's, I would take comfort knowing that I could sign a MAID request, while still being of sound mind. I do not want to languish in long-term care. I do not want to be strapped to my bed or wheelchair. Having my family, guilted, into visiting me, even after I've forgotten their names and who they are. I do not want my diapers changed because I've lost all control. I do not want to be spoon-fed or put on a feeding tube. I care more about quality of life, not quantity. I do not want my family to have to make that heart-wrenching decision to put me in long-term care or end-of-life care. I do not want them to have that kind of memory. I want to be able to make my own decision when I exit this life. And I would feel this way if the diagnosis was untreatable cancer or Alzheimer's. The issue that is always raised is that of mental health and the slippery slope therein. Alzheimer's is not a mental health issue, it is a health issue. The slow decline in cognitive abilities means that those patients can and should be able to make their own end-of-life decisions while they are still of sound mind. It frustrates me that we can and will put our pets down, rather than see them suffer. But we do not afford humans that same opportunity. I realize that no one can conclusively say how long to an Alzheimer's patient's pending demise. But by signing a MAID request while I still have presence of mind with a directive that states that I do not want to be sent to long-term care, but rather be allowed to activate a MAID request would do much to relieve my own mind and that of my family's. Signing a power of attorney would direct family members to know what my wishes are with the expectation that they abide by my decisions. Why does our government continue to block our most personal decision on life? While I understand that MAID is not for everyone, we should be given the ability to make our decisions. And I choose not to end my life suffering or knowing my family is suffering just watching me waste away. Pauline King, Penetanguishene.